a step or two higher, making them make that first decision, and then either blow by, they've got to make another one, either finish or pull up or whatever it is. So, yeah, really good job by everyone, really. The guys on and the guys off the ball, the help side, it was a collective effort against those two guys.
Do your legs need this break more, or does your brain?
Everything. Try to get some sleep. Hopefully the kids will sleep a little bit. And just everything. I think just to spend some time with the family and just get away. It'll be really good for everyone.
Sorry if you've been asked this already, but four steals tonight. Have you been asked about it? Four steals? How were you able to get the steals?
Alan told me. Alan said he gave me a couple of them, which he kind of did. But just like I was saying, just being aggressive. We hadn't really played defensively how we wanted to, and trying to set the turn early for everyone, and just be aggressive, trying to get in the lanes. Obviously, it's not just me. The other guys are pressuring and making you make tough passes. So it was good to get a good start and obviously keep the lead.
How do you look at the stretch run ahead? Is there one or two things you want as a team, things you need to clean up to kind of make this playoff push?
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be things all year. I think we're going to, like, we lost three in a row. We come out with a good win. But there's going to be stuff the first game back, fifth game back. It's going to be the whole year. So just keep improving, keep getting better, and obviously we want to be playing really well towards that end of it and finish off strong and hopefully head into the playoffs playing well.
You're 35 and 22 here at the break.
I think I sound 35 years old.
No, 35 wins, 22 losses at the break. So what do you think of this team, and maybe what do you know about it you didn't know at the start of the year?
I think just obviously the first thing is our depth, being able to play multiple guys, different lineups, small, big, kind of a regular lineup. And I think we've matched up well when we've changed our team. We've played Joel on at the four at different times. We've played big at times as well. So the depth is something that's going to get us a long way, I think. And if guys can just stick with it, buy into roles, when you get your chance, come in and play hard. I think it'll go a long way.
Any big plans for you personally for the All-Star break? Just sleeping in?
I've got 6-month-old twins. My days are very limited to holding kids and feeding kids. So just be very quiet for me. But just be good to spend some time with them and not have to run off to practice for 3 hours a day.
No diapers then. Skip that part.
I do plenty of that.
What's been the biggest difference in Dante Exum's game over the last few months?
I think he put a lot of work in when he wasn't playing. There's obviously two ways you can go when that happens. When you're not playing, you can either kind of sulk and hope to get out there, or work your ass off and push to play again. He spent time in the gym getting better and working on the things that they've asked him to work on, and I think it's showing out on the court. Tonight was pretty unreal. That's what he needs to do every night. Bring that energy. Defensively, he was great, and obviously just going downhill and being able to finish. He's 6'5" point guard. So it was a good night for him. But he obviously needs to keep working on that and bring that every game now.